Back here on today's Lele Radio Sports page, we're diving into the coach's playbook, talking to Pella Christian boys basketball coach J.D. Bohr. As we do so, J.D., thanks for joining us. And as we jump into the coach's playbook, I know that there's a couple different offensive philosophies that we can discuss when it comes to Pella Christian basketball over the last couple of years. You've had a team that played primarily through the inside-out game. Last year, more outside-in. This year, looking like maybe a little more of a balanced attack. If you don't mind just telling us how you kind of come up and develop your systems each year as it relates to the players that you have in the program.
Sure. Yeah. You know, so as a basketball coach, you're in kind of an interesting spot. I think you have those coaches who are saying, hey, here's my system, and I'm going to develop players to fit my system really well. I think you also have the coaches who are going to say, hey, I'm just going to take what I have for the players and try to put them in the best spot. I would say more often in high school, you know, you kind of get who you get, you know, coming up through the ranks. So you're trying to morph what you do into a way that works for you is to put the ball in the basket, you know. And for us, like you said, it's been a bit of a transition. Obviously, a couple of years ago when we made our state tournament run, had a lot of big guys, had a lot of size, played through those guys quite a bit. We also shot a lot of threes that year, too. That's actually been something that's probably pretty consistent, is we're going to shoot a lot of threes. Yeah, we've opened it up a little bit. I think this year you'll probably see a group that's a little bit more balanced. We play much a pretty heavy motion-style offense, which means there's not necessarily too much structure in terms of where guys are playing and what they're going to do. You know, we might post up our guards some. We'll have big guys play on the perimeter and just try to keep teams moving, try to beat teams with our movement, you know, and cutting in the right times, screening at the right times. It takes a little bit of time, I think, and that's probably why I tend to think we play our best basketball at the end of the year, right, as a result of that, which I enjoy. I think it's good to try to build it up. It means it might look ugly for a while, but we're willing to sit in that mess a little bit and just kind of allow that freedom to allow things to work its way out a little bit.
Well, one thing I think is kind of interesting that you kind of touched on is, regardless of whether you've had size or you've had guards the last couple of years, one thing you've always had is speed. Yeah. And you're a coach that likes to play fast. Yeah. You know, you'll slow it down every now and again, but you want the guys out and running. What is it about playing with that kind of tempo that you feel like gives your teams advantages?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I feel like when I got here, I had this big vision for playing really, really fast. And I don't think we've ever really gotten there. Like, I think our pace is good. Our pace isn't elite in terms of the speed that we play with, but, you know, that's just kind of you're kind of blending things and doing what's best for your team. But I always think it's good to push the ball up the floor. We talk about, you'll never see our team walk the ball up the floor at any point. It's never happened. Like, we want as many possessions as possible. We want to keep the pressure on the defense from the moment we get the ball, you know. So when we talk about designing our offense, the first thing that we get to is transition offense. And then we make sure that our transition offense flows into our half-court offense. So the moment we get the rebound or take the ball out of the net after a made basket by the other team, our offense starts, right? And it's initiated. We've had some great point guards here the past few years. Obviously, Tyson's on his third year of varsity, so he's got that experience of what that looks like, of just pushing that thing up the floor. Let's see what we can get quickly and then just transition into our motion, our movement, and it's been good for us. I think at times, it can look a little sloppy sometimes, you know. There's turnovers that you think, man, what's going on? These guys are just throwing the ball all over the place, but it's all part of the process, and you got to allow that freedom in order to get to the place that we want to get to, so.
And we're looking into the playbook here of Pella Christian Boys basketball coach J.D. Bohr. You kind of talked about meshing the transition offense into the half court offense. Had to look for the right word there, but with that balanced attack, how much does that help too? Just knowing that, you know, there's not really one area of the floor where you guys can't score the basketball.
Yeah, you know, it's I think it's a good thing. You know, shoot, there's some coaches that just got so much design and structure to find the looks that they want to get. And truthfully, I'm just not nearly as smart as those coaches. I am not going to be able to get that done. So we're going to rely on just movement, you know, and we're going to rely on hopefully we teach these guys some natural instinct of how to play the game. You know, we're not smart enough to figure it all out. So we tell them, figure it out, you know, figure it out, go play. And I think players like that too. You know, I think players like to be in a position where, hey, the ball doesn't necessarily have to go this place. You don't necessarily have to go to this place. Read the defense, right? React to what's going on. As long as we're moving the ball, and I should add that, like, that's an important key. And we're privileged to have great kids in our program that we don't feel like, oh, man, this guy's just looking to shoot his shots. Like, they want to pass the ball. They want it to be a team element. So passing is a big key of everything that we're doing, something we work on daily. So when we can get that, I think it flows really well, and we can grow as the season progresses.
And one final question here for Pelly Christian Boys basketball coach J.D. Bohr as we're diving into the playbook. We've talked about the different systems that you've utilized over the last couple of years here at Pelly Christian. It hasn't slowed down the success at all. This year, as you kind of transition from what was an inside-out approach 2 years ago to more of a guard-centric offense last year, and now more of a balanced attack where you have the guards and the big guys this year, as you've been able to just continue to see that excellence on the basketball court the last couple of years, what's kind of the expectation you have from the balanced look this year as you try to get back to the state tournament for the third year in a row?
Man, expectations are hard, Tyler. I'm struggling with it a little bit myself of figuring out how this is all going to come together. I think we'll have guards who can really get to the basket. So spacing becomes really important. But we also have some guys who are pretty good with their back to the basket. And sometimes that can clog up some of that space that our guards need. So it's a little bit of a balance there of getting different players moving in and out of the paint. So we're going to try to take advantage of that and really talk about putting pressure on the rim that way. You know, one thing that's really, really important for us is offensive rebounding. You know, we talk about that all the time because we got big dudes. We got athleticism in those positions. So regardless of what we're doing on offense, our goal is to get as many of those second chance points as we can. And sometimes the best way to score a basket is to just go get a ball off the rim and lay it in, you know. So that's kind of our mindset, something we've been really getting after here this year to kind of blend it all together.
That's awesome. Coach Bohr, thanks for joining us, as always, to talk about Pelly Christian Boys basketball and diving into the playbook a little bit with us today.
Yeah, this is fun. Appreciate it, Tyler.
Absolutely. That was Pelly Christian Boys basketball coach J.D. Bohr on the Coach's Playbook segment of today's Lately Radio Sports page.